Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 12th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of two men born on the same day in 1809, Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. Little is known about his early life. He never wrote any memoirs. We know that he was born in a log cabin. He had only about a year of traditional schooling. His mother died when he was 9 years old. He spent much of his adolescence working with an axe. But when he was in his early 20s, he showed up in New Salem, Illinois, having decided to remake himself as a professional man and to study law. Charles Darwin, born Shrewsbury, Shropshire, England, 1809 on this day, took his famous voyage to South America when he was only 22, bringing with him a book called Principles of Geology by Charles Lyell, which suggested that the Earth was millions of years old. Studied the animals on the Galapagos Islands, and it took Darwin a long time to publish his findings about evolution because he was afraid of being attacked as an atheist. The book finally came out in 1859. It's the birthday of the poet and editor Deborah Garrison, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1965, graduated from Brown, married her high school sweetheart, joined the staff of The New Yorker. Her first poetry collection, A Working Girl Can't Win, published in 1998, sold over 30,000 copies, a lot for a book of poetry. And it's the birthday of Judy Blume, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1938, author of more than two dozen books for young people. Started writing seriously when she was 27. She had two preschool children. Stories were rejected for the first 2 years. And then in 1970, she had a big breakthrough with a novel for young adults, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the story of an 11-year-old girl trying to make sense of religion and boys and menstruation, a book that was banned in many schools and libraries. Judy Blume lives in Key West, writes at a desk facing a garden, then in the summer in a small cabin on Martha's Vineyard. Here's a poem for today by Laurie Ann Bosseler, entitled Unable to Find. The right way to get out of bed, we watch the shades cut dawn into thin slices, waver a while, shoulder to shoulder, then join, lazy. Let's leave this room now. It's given us all it can. Let's go. It's Sunday. Have breakfast out. Find a table for two. Two eggs, two toast, two coffees, black. No, nothing plain. Latte. We'll read the paper, the story of a man who rescued the only thing he wanted from the rubble of his collapsed shack, his cat, and be moved by it, and like that. Or play hangman on our paper napkins, find easy words, no double meanings, day, night, rivers, then send the game to its fate, crumpled on our empty plates. Let's step inside a church, sit through a wedding, a christening, a mass for the dead, but leave before the last amen. We'll take the long way home, make plans for summer, winter even. A poem by Laurie Ann Bosseler, Unable to Find, from her collection The Hour Between Dog and Wolf, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.